Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Gezer Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the fourth installment of Thoughts on Chanukah. I'd like to take a new aspect of Chanukah here. And Rav Shimshon Pinkus makes a very interesting comment. And he says that Chanukah, you know, the word Chanukah, we famously are taught that Chanukah means Chanu, they rested on Chafhei, on the 25th day. The 25th day of Kislev is the first day of Chanukah. So they fought, the Jews fought with the Yevanim, and then they were able to rest from the war, and that was when they came into the temple, and they lit the menorah, etc., and they celebrated the victory. And that was starting on the 25th day. There is another idea as to the meaning of the name Chanukah, which is connected to Chinuch or Chanukas HaMizbeach. Chanukas HaMizbeach is the dedication of the altar. There's an idea that they rededicated the Beis HaMikdash, the temple, after it was ransacked by their enemies. And so much of the celebration of Chanukah is their rededication of the Beis HaMikdash. And of course, the fact that as they did this, God brought them such a gracious and kind, remarkable miracle of the menorah, it just only speaks to that. Rav Pinkus has a little bit of a different twist on it. And he says that Chanukah, in terms of Chanukah HaMizbeach, dedication of something, really means beginning. That's really what it means. And actually, as we mentioned in passing a moment ago, the term for education is also related to this root, chinuch. Chinuch is the term we use for education. And what chinuch really, really means is it's the beginning, the dedicating of a young person, maybe not so young person, towards a certain goal and focus. And Rav Pinkus gives a very interesting mashal. He says, imagine a parent and child going to shul, going to synagogue to pray to God. And the parent is praying, and the child is praying. Now, for the parent, the prayer has a value in its own right. The parent is praying. The young child is watching the parent. And the child is essentially taking mental notes. This is how you're supposed to act in shul. You know, this is, you know, whether appropriate or not, or whether the child should be so focused on externals. You know, I guess this is how you're supposed to look when you're, you know, when you're saying this part of the prayer, and this is where you stand, and this is where you sit. Much of chinuch, much of beginnings, much of education is about observing. And he says that's really what Chanukah is about. Chanukah is about the Jewish people observing the remarkable miracles. The miracle of the menorah, the miracle of winning the war in the first place when they were so terribly outnumbered and out-weaponed, out everything. And in that moment, taking a step back and beginning to gain a whole new perspective. That's the chinuch, that's the beginnings of Chanukah, which means that Chanukah for all generations is a designated holiday to reflect on miracles that God did for us and begin to change our views and perspectives in our own lives so that we can see the miracles in our very own lives. Like the bracha we make when we light the menorah, she'asa nisim la'avoseinu, that he performed miracles for our fathers, bayamim ha'heim, in those days, bazman hazeh, in this time. Okay, so the standard approach to in this time means, if you look at the calendar, this day, the 25th of Kislev, and for the next 8 days, that was when the miracles happened in the Chanukah story too. Great. Why does it have to emphasize Basman Hazeh in this time? So different ways to say it, but the basic idea that Rav Pinkus is presenting is that it has to hit me. My Lord, these remarkable miracles happened in this time of year. I'm not so distant from this. It was Bayamim Ahim, it was many years ago, it was in those days, but it was Bazman Hazeh. It wasn't this time of year. If I think about that, or if I reflect on that, that should grant me a perspective to look at everything in my life just a little bit differently. It's interesting, he poses a question. You know, the Gemara says that there was a certain candle in the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash that miraculously burnt continuously for years. Not during the Chanukah story, much earlier than the Chanukah story. So he poses a basic question. So what was the big shakes about the menorah and the Hanukkah story going for 8 days? I mean, that one candle in the menorah of the temple burned for years. It's such an interesting answer. I believe he's citing someone else, but I don't remember who he cited. But his answer is that, you know what the difference is? Because the Jewish people had had the experience of the war, they had just won the war miraculously, they had been mechunachim. They had been educated to look at miracles differently. So that one eight-day miracle took them so much further than the miraculous burning of the candle for years in the temple, because they had a different perspective. And that's what Hanukkah is all about. And that's why we teach that the days of Hanukkah are designated lahodos ulahalel, to give thanks and praise to God. Because the more I think about these miracles, the more I realize that it's not only history, it's also my present life. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.